is to basically give you both sides so that you can make an educated decision rather than a one-sided decision. My name is JT Fox. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm an investor in properties and companies, formerly known as the world's number one wealth and business coach, as I step down as the sleaze of this industry is just want to focus on the deals, which I have tons of deals. This was our other show on Millionaire Flicks, Inside JT's Deals. I'd be telling you about two deals right now that we're currently working on that came about today as well. My co-host on the show is Pac, also known as Francie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And we're also broadcasting live on the fan page right now. So if you are actually listening to there, we'd love to have your participation and your thoughts on this. So let's talk about issue number one here in the impact of this. Cirque du Soleil has declared bankruptcy yesterday with over $1 billion in debt. For those of you who know, Cirque du Soleil is those jumping people, circus people, big Vegas presence, founded in Montreal.
Cirque du Soleil. That's how you describe Cirque du Soleil, the jumping circus people?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I like the Beatles one. I've been four times. I did the Beatles one, which was phenomenal. Then I tried the water run in Vegas. That was boring. I fell asleep on it.
I fell asleep during O.
You did? I fell asleep on it too. All that water was so soothing. And then I did it somewhere else. And then I did a third one in Chicago. There was like in a parking lot. And I did it and we left at halftime, if you remember that one, because I told you about that. I left at halftime. So I think the issue here is, obviously, this is a period of the time. There's no shows. There's no nothing. But I think the issue that I want to debate on this one, or discuss at least, is over leverage. You know, they were making a lot of money in Vegas, and they were doing well. And they're probably doing well in some cities. And now they went through this massive worldwide expansion, doing parking lots and cities. And it seems the new way of business is just, let's pile on a bunch of debt, right, and over leverage ourselves. And when something happens, and to be honest with you, this, what's happening now, is like the worst impossible worst case scenario, which I think that nobody could have predicted that everything would be shut down. All events, concerts, and everything else like that. So is this a sign of just bad luck? Like once in a century, hopefully, at least hopefully for the rest of our lives, it'll never happen again. Once in a century type of thing, and it's not their fault. Or is there a responsibility to bear of adding all this debt and kind of over-leveraging as well? What do you think?
I mean, I think for sure nobody, to your point, nobody would have ever seen this coming. Nobody would have thought, you know, the entertainment industry is something that would be completely shut down because you couldn't have a room together. But I do think there is something to being over-leveraged and just having much debt. Like if you're not making the money and you keep borrowing more money and keep, you know, borrowing money and nothing's making money back and nothing's, you know, driving the revenue. I just don't think that's the best business decision that you want to make. You could just take on all these loans and all these debts and all these investors.
But partly people are looking at what Amazon did. I mean, Amazon was losing money for over 10 years, and now look how dominating it is. And there has to be an argument for reinvestment. I think there's different levels of businesses. I mean, you have big business, which a lot of it is publicly traded company money where they're just, you know, it's easy because it's not their own personal money. And then there's small business like us, which I believe the notion should be, how do I make money from day one? I have never been a big proponent of taking money and reinvesting it all and reinvesting back and over again. Now I have a tremendous high net worth, but it's, and I always wonder, like, I would not do what Elon Musk is doing. I don't think I could be like, let me put all my money in this one thing and it's go big or go home. Even though I know I can make it all back. And maybe that's why my level of cap of wealth will always be nine figures. You know, maybe I'll never be a billionaire. As opposed to the notion of risk. I mean, there's a lot of people who took all of that looking at real estate. You know, I had a meeting yesterday. We have a private equity and, you know, we have a lot of assets. And should we put a loan on some of the assets to pull even more money out, right? Or keep it, you know, kind of like not 70%, let's say, of a building, but 50%. And take that 50% to reinvest because you're getting that money at 3% or 4%. and I've always been a very conservative investor. But in this situation, I mean, when something is working, and some has to argue that so it was working, people keep milking and milking and milking and milking. And, you know, I at some point, you know, they just, the it's like musical chairs, and their chairs ran out, not because of their own doing. And I think there's a lot of companies right now that are able to survive, you know, not doing very well or surviving because they have that cash, you know. And so it's kind of like a catch 22. And I think for big investors, I mean, they're playing that big game. But I think for the small investor, I think it sends like a giant office space, a giant staff, a giant overhead. It's no different than a piece of real estate where you have a luxury real estate and you're paying a lot in taxes while you're fixing the property up, but it's not selling.
I think too, the problem is you look at like a Cirque du Soleil, you're not diversifying. It's an entertainment show and it's a fixed location maybe versus a traveling location, but it's not diversification. Where if you want to use the reverse, something like Amazon actually makes more of its money from its Amazon cloud server. That's where their money actually comes from, not from products that people buy on Amazon. But they only develop the AWS side and the cloud storage side based on how much server and how much capacity they needed to be able to support Amazon. But my point is, as they were building more money, you're diversifying because you're not just investing in more warehouses and more products. You're also investing to sell a different service that helps the primary service but is unrelated and, you know, has storage and data and all of that, where it's not just one thing. Where Cirque du Soleil, you're taking on more debt for one thing.
But here's the problem too. If it's working, you keep milking it. And that's part of the thing, right? Like, it was working. They're obviously, I think they're making money, right? I don't know the exact numbers, but they were like, let's do more of this everywhere, right? Not thinking about saturation, because I think before part of the Cirque du Soleil is it to be a Vegas thing, or, you know, now they're trying to bring it to everywhere. I just think if you really bring it up, it's bad luck. I mean, they would not, if it wasn't for the coronavirus, they would be in bankruptcy. So this is not like, you know, like.
You know, but we don't
know the details.
They wouldn't be in bankruptcy, but we also don't know, were they making money or not? Like, we don't know. Like,
if there's a course on Millionaire Flicks for those of you who are watching here live. And by the way, what are your thoughts? Did they over leverage? You know, is it better to be small and very profitable, or big and not profitable, but then one day you become very big and you have domination? Like, what type of entrepreneur are you? On Millionaire Flicks is, in essence, all 51 of my wealth courses, about $150,000 of courses that have been sold on stages for up to $5,000. Every coaching session I've ever done, a show inside JT's Deals. There's so many different shows on there for only $20. So go there. And if you already have it, upgrade to level 2. Get the coaching from me and Francie every single week. If you can't make it, send in your question. You know, upgrade your life, level up to your life. Do option number 2. It's insane. Just a small difference as well. Everyone should do that right now. There's a course on how to build any business at 10 million. And by the way, here's, this be true. 10 million may not be 10 million in profits. It could be a 10 million in revenue business. And if your profit margin is 11%, you're only making 1.1. After you pay taxes, depending where you live, it's $600,000, $700,000, $1 million, right? So even if you make $10 million a year revenue, you may not make $1 million. That's what people don't understand. But the course is, it's really good about how to reverse engineer your wealth. And I think everyone has to start with a 10 million and then work backwards. Always work backwards when it comes to business. So check that out on millionaireflicks.com as well. Point number 2, is this a sign of the times? The Geneva Auto Show has canceled their yearly show in March 2021. Now you got 2021 now starting to spill in there as well. They're saying due to lack of interest. What do you think? A sign of the times coming up as well, or precautionary?
I think we're going to see more and more of these type of events just not take place anymore. I mean, you and I both know events are incredibly expensive to put on. It doesn't matter what type of an event it is. There's a heavy price tag that goes along with putting on any type of event. And I think that more and more people are saying it is not risk. It's not worth the expense to put the event on.
I think part of the reason, number 1, they said due to lack of interest. And we may be okay next year, right? I think from now until the rest of the year, we're screwed. Even if they find something in September and October, by the time they manufacture it, distribute it, you got flu, you got all that, I think we could pretty much ride off the rest of the year unless you do these little smaller pocket events like we do and stuff like that. But, you know, overall, big things, it's going to be very hard. I think people are going to have to alter their business model. But I think part of the problem now is for people to outlay cash, because obviously Geneva is very expensive, as you know. It's such an expensive city. And it's a big production. Everything's more expensive. I'm sure they want to say, you want to be next year, you got to pay now. And I'm sure an auto show with not all automakers probably doesn't look good. And it's just probably better just to move it as well. So it may not be that 2021 is a write-off. It's just they can't get the money now from people when there's such an unknown uncertainty, or, you know, everybody's sales are strapped for people to go in and say, well, let me do something for 2021. And I'm sure there were some car companies, but I think if they can't get all of them, it's not really an auto show. It's a partial auto show. And I think for brand reputation, you know what I mean? I just think, like you said, it wasn't worth the risk or reward as well. So before I let you come up with a topic, even though you didn't know we were going to do the show here today, I don't know if you saw this, but I'm watching your gut reaction. So the Washington Post, one of its opinion editors, did you read about this? Perfect. Said, and I quote, white women are lucky that black people are just calling them Karens and not calling for revenge. And saying in a tweet that in 1921, there was a Tulsa massacre. There was a murder of Emmett Till, exclusion of black women from feminist movement, 53% of white women voting for Trump. White women are lucky that we're just calling them Karens and not calling for revenge. So, number one, should this person be fired for those comments? And yeah, so that's first and foremost. What do you think about the comment? And you think this woman should be fired for this comment because is this reverse discrimination against a gender and an entire race?
I think.
And as a white woman, you are also entitled to your opinion.
I mean, I think that the person probably won't be fired. My guess would be the person probably won't be fired.
Because, why?
The points that they were making, I think, are valid points of being excluded from the women's, like the bullet point back.
Feminist movement.
Right, from being excluded from the feminist movement and stuff like that. I think that is accurate. So if the statements being made are accurate, it's hard to say that you've got to fire someone for saying something that's accurate, especially right now, firing, I'm assuming it's African-American woman making the comments. Yep. Probably not going to go very far for you if you're the Washington Post at the moment.
So I'm going to take a different opinion on this as well. I said, this is why this is called a double standard society. And at the end of the day, I think to say that all women are like this, and also to include Trump, that 53% of women are voted for Trump, therefore they're bad as well. I think adding the Trump thing probably inflamed more people than anything else as well. And it's like, hey, you know, you're lucky I'm just saying this, because I should be able to kill you for that.
Well, you know, I should be able to kill you.
Well, what's revenge? What's revenge? What would be revenge?
Revenge can be a lot of things.
Okay, but they're all bad. Would you agree? Revenge is not a good word, correct?
I would agree with that.
Right? I mean, it's not a revenge of word. And I think part of the – and by the way, what do you guys think about the comment? And by the way, let's take race out of there. Let's forget she's black. Let's forget just on itself. Okay? On itself. What if someone says, you know what? Someone robbed me. And I should just, you're lucky I'm just doing this. I'm calling you the N-word and I'm not killing you or I'm not having revenge on you. Any white person would have been fired for that comment. Any, I don't know if any ethnicity, but at least if a white woman had said that comment, they probably would have been fired for that comment. So let me ask you, is it a double standard?
What's not a double standard? I mean, the reality is nowadays.
Are you okay with double standards?
I mean, I'm not saying it's the world we live in. The reality is anyone can say whatever they want to about the feminist movement or who it included or who it excluded. You put any woman in any male's job and the woman isn't making as much as the man, like double standard. So do I have a chip on my shoulder against men? Sure. Is this also why I'm single? Because no guy wants to date me because I make more money than he does? That's a double standard.
Boom, that's right. And nobody will ever date you because you are committed to the people of this podcast, of this show. But we need you. We don't need you running around wasting time getting coronavirus at these bars in Florida. We need you here and healthy in a bubble. You bubble, profits high. Pack out bubble. Chaos. You're right about that. They can't handle you.
No, I'm just saying that, unfortunately, the world is full of double standards. And, you know, everything is it's okay for you, but not okay for me. Or it's okay for me, but not okay for you. And I'm not saying double standards are fine, but it's also like, it is the world that we live in.
Okay.
We're not going to
But as a business, we know Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. So he got enough money and it's not going to affect anything. But I would agree, I would argue, and I don't know this for a fact, but I bet you less than 2% of the readership of the Washington Post are actually African-American. Now I'm speculating, I'm almost positive of that. And I'm sure there's a lot of white women who are reading this as well to go in there. And here's the thing, subscribe, unsubscribe.
Okay. Probably not a lot of white women who voted for Trump are reading the Washington Post.
That is a good point. That is a good, that is.
The white women who voted against Trump would agree with that statement, white or black. So that's where, that's as much as I think that comment.
Yeah. Yeah, it plays to the base of the newspaper.
Correct.
Yeah, you may make a good point on that, yeah.
So my point is to turn around and fire that person plays against the readership of that newspaper.
That is correct. That is correct. But also, it's these types of comments that will inflame the base. And I really what...
That as a reporter, I do think as a reporter of the news, that people's opinions shouldn't be involved. The news is not opinion. The news is not opinion-based, it is fact-based, or supposed to be fact-based. So I do think in reporting of the news, nobody, my opinion, like if I was a news anchor, I think that should be really careful of what I actually say and putting out my beliefs and opinions, because I'm supposed to be a non-biased reporter of the news. Now, I didn't read this story, I didn't see this. So if she's an opinion columnist, that's a whole different follow that. But if she's an actual reporter of news, then
opinion editor, yeah. Well, opinion, whatever it is, opinion editor is.
Well, if she's an opinion editor, then her job is to give her opinion, and her opinion is playing into the face of the newspaper. So nothing.
I will never read the Washington Post again, but I've never read it in the first place.
Well,
hold on. Boycott the Washington Post.
Where did you?
I always love when people.
Where did you read the story about it then?
What?
Where'd you read the story about it?
In another publication.
Well, clearly, that's what I was asking.
Of course. I mean, that's the Daily Mail. Everybody's talking about the conservatives and Fox. Everybody's jumping on that for obvious reasons as well. Do you have a topic for me or?
Well, I brought up a topic this morning, and I don't know if you wanted to rediscuss this today in the Powerful, but it is Kim Kardashian, KKW. Bought out by or being bought by Coty, which is the same brand that bought Kylie Jenner. So, you know, what I'm going to say is, which obviously there was a lot behind that buyout that was recently in the news, and is the company as valuable as it was stating and were earning overstated and all of that, which would kind of lead me to believe that some of that maybe wasn't the most accurate, because how would they have turned around and bought the sister's company?
Well, the problem is that you're right. The company was not, they reported very low. I mean, $25 million in sales for the Kylie Jenner brand. I mean, that's insanely low for a $1.2 billion valuation. And then all of a sudden you turn on to Kim Kardashian, and then you're buying a piece of their brand as well.
$200 million valuing KKW Beauty now at $1 billion. So, you know, I think we both have the same opinion on this. Then we also have Kanye, who, this is not recent news, but I'm going to back up for a second. Kanye and doing his deal with Adidas, with Yeezys, is what took him from bankruptcy to back in millions. And that deal was highly profitable for Adidas. And now you have Conway partnering with Gap, which
their stock was up 73% on the announcement that he'd do a low budget.
Gap has been a company that was like
worthless,
disappearing overnight, which I think somewhat I also argue that Gap audience is probably white, middle American. I don't know that people would necessarily argue it's the African American demographic.
So here's my thing. Kanye West is batshit crazy. Like, there's no question about it. Like, the dude has got issues. And by the way, here's a guy who's African American who supports the president, right? Like, he says outrageous things. And for some reason, there is like zero effect on the brain. And what I'm trying to say to everybody is, like, we get attacked for people like me, you, the audience. We want to get celebrity branding. We'll be on stage. We'll hire celebrities at our event. And we're bad, right? We're trying to fake it. And then you got these people who basically stick a reality show, who, by the way, have paid endorsements or all these deals. And it is the proof again that branding works. And I think now that this coronavirus has gone in, a lot of branding deals are going in. And that is the return of branding, of standing out, being online. And I think this is an indication that maybe it's time to bring back the branding again for differentiation. Where I thought for the last 4 months, it was kind of like a no-no. It was more about focus on what's in front of you, this. And as the world is trying to get back up and going, that branding is so important again. And this is why you can't tell me for somebody that has very little sales, or you could say whatever you want to Kylie Jenner. She's, I mean, never accomplished anything other than the reality show. And I'm not discounting her success, right? And all the people you have. And I never hate on other people's success. But because she's on a TV show, she got Instagram followers and all that stuff, right? And which, by the way, is manufactured reality. We know the mom is the little puppeteer and all this. And every kid has made a lot of money on that. So don't tell me celebrity branding doesn't work, right? Don't tell me that part of why, you know, Tampa Bay overpaid for Tom Brady is because they got Tom Brady, you know, in a Buccaneers uniform as well. And there's something to be said about branding. There's something to be said. The problem is that people go on these little video sites and they buy these endorsements, but they're not really endorsements. It looks like it. And I think people are now misusing that branding they got. Like for me, I've had over 100 celebrities at my events, the biggest in the world. Probably no other speaker in the world has had that, or entrepreneur, as many people as I've had. And my clients have shared the same stage. They were next to them, legitimately there, not buying some fake 2-minute audio to make it seem like, hey, I want to say, Francie, keep on doing a great work. Stay single for life. You don't need a man. Men need you, all right? You stay in your bubble. Work. The more you work, the happier you'll be. Keep on doing it. And then they'll be like, I got an endorsement from, you know, somebody. So it has become crazy. You know, you have Rihanna's cosmetic doing very well. And that's why Coty, which is actually a legitimate cosmetics, they can't compete with their own brand. So now they got to go out and get all the cosmetics brands or all the celebrities to push them as well. Because the medium is no longer radio or print. It's all social media. And these people already have. You know, Under Armour, The Rock.
That's the thing, you know, when you look at, you know, Kylie Cosmetics or KKW, either of their brands, like, there is no marketing budget. I don't think they pay for marketing. They post it on their social media. Now, sure, they do, like, press press boxes or press kits, you know, where they send out things to all their celebrity friends, right, who then repost everything on their social media. And so, sure, there's money on that, but they're not doing a radio campaign, a magazine camp. Like, if you think about traditional makeup line, I'm sure there's a big line item in the budget for marketing, where I'm sure in brands like this, there's not a big line item for marketing because their social following is so big that they post their own products, post their own launches. I mean, everything I've seen that drops, they are sold out in hours by saying, you know, on social media, this product drops at this time, and within hours, it's sold out.
Well, if you, and by the way, if you would like me to come up with a brand and you want Francie to come up with the marketing and the social media behind it, and you want to get validated by George Ross, go to JT Fox Last Dance. We got 4 spots left. You want it, it's yours, which has been kind of crazy because I saw the numbers this morning and I signed George for another 3-month deal. I had to. I had no other choice. It's kind of like it kind of extorted to sign another 3-month deal with George. I would have been like month by month, but George didn't want that. George used all his tactics in his negotiating book to get it out of it as well. Go to JT Fox Last Dance.
Did he do the walk away, the takeaway close?
Not this time. He basically did not the takeaway. He did the walk away forever close. It was very effective. There's a takeaway. That's like, that's fine. Go ahead. Best of luck to you. Good luck to you. You don't need me. That's fine. You got everything you need from me. I'm like, but George, how much? But George, what if we just do a split? How much? I don't care. You do the splits. I don't care. I don't do splits. That was my conversation with George. Right? Yeah. Right. Send it to my charity directly. Yeah, you got an account. Send it to my charity. Yes, George.
And that's what's like the funniest thing about all of it is he does it all for charity. You know what I mean? Like, you'd think it's like, okay, whatever, I'm not getting the money anyway, it's going to charity. But he still pushes and he still negotiates to get, you know, get what he wants. And then it's just, it literally goes straight to his charity.
Yeah. So there you have it. If you enjoy this podcast, so many other podcasts within are very good. It's called The Powerful. You can go Powerful, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to it as well. If you don't have Millionaire Flicks, get it. $20, $150,000 a wealth course. Sharpen your axe. And if you're smart, you'll upgrade to level 2. And if you want personal coaching, you want me to brand you, come your marketing, your branding, your sales, your strategy, or start from scratch, JT Fox, Last Dance. Check out the testimonial I did on my personal fan page about Karev Steve, who had great success. I don't know if you saw that post I did back. You should definitely take a look at it. It's fantastic as well. And remember that success is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. I'm going to be live on Instagram at 4 p.m., just right after this, at 4 p.m. every day, except on the weekends. Right after this, I'm going live. Right after this, I'm going live. I will not be doing one this Friday, because it's July 4th weekend holiday. So but I will be up in the morning doing the thing, but I will not do the afternoons lives. So check us out and Instagram in about 2 minutes. Pack.
Don't forget that you like us, give us 5 stars, leave us a review, and nothing is more powerful than the truth.
We would really appreciate a 5-star review for those of you on Apple and stuff like that. It helps us out. Also, check out our YouTube channels. A lot of new videos have just been uploaded.
Follow us.
Yeah, and also, everybody, before you leave, press the like, press the watch button. Really press engage. Doesn't cost any money to like and to leave a comment, and it goes a long way. We do this 3 times a day for free, and now I'm doing it again in 2 minutes on Instagram, JT Fox Official. Remember, success is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you guys in 2 minutes, but for everybody else, I don't know. I'll see you wherever. We're here all the time. We're everywhere. Just find us. But in 2 minutes, Instagram. Thank you.